Yeah, but she definitely got the last laugh last week. There's no question about it. That was brutally cold. But we're glad to have her back in the booth, and that means, Clark, you're going to have to give up the heated gloves, that's all.
Oh, I know that. And we'd also like to welcome back Dan Baking to the booth as our official spotter this evening. And not only that, but he was here to help set up this week. And he cleaned all the windows in front of us tonight, front and the inside and outside. I mean, folks, if you can see this on the radio, these windows are spotless. So, needless to say, he does windows, Dave.
Yeah, he absolutely does. Nobody does it better. And, Dan, good to have you back. And I would definitely put in for a pay raise if I were you.
Yeah, well, we might raise it to
$1. How about we just stop it at pay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there we go. Now you know the deal. Tonight does not end the fun on the WLW Sports Network. You'll want to join us for the Strong Side this Sunday at 7 p.m. Yours truly, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Herndon Tribune, Paul B. Adams, and Mike Gallagher will discuss all of the action from tonight's postseason action this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com.
I'm sure this game alone we could talk about for an hour, but we're going to want to talk about who the winner of this game is going to play next week, how Cass City did against New Lothrop, how Deckerville does. So there's lots to talk about. Tune in Sunday night at 7 p.m.
Tonight is round number two between the Harbor Beach Pirates and the Ubly Bearcats in the Division 8 District Championship. In Harbor Beach, it's the Ubly Bearcats and Harbor Beach going head-to-head in a rematch for a quest closer to the Ford Field. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home to the WLW Sports Network, Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. Kickoff in 44 minutes right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll. I'm excited to bring you unbelievable deals this month. I have zero due-it signing leases. Just bring a plate to transfer, no games, no gimmicks. All taxes and fees in the first month payment are made. Truly, zero down and due. The deal I'm most excited about is the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. This is a trail-ready, loaded Jeep starting at $348.26, zero due at signing. Come see me today, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
We all love the small-town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only one in three will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving with a free safety inspection from Ubly Motor Service. The professionals at Ubly Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubly Motor Service has special sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. They have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubly Motor Service. Good luck, Ubly Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubly Motor Service.
It seems everywhere you look, you see another huge new steel grain bin on farms and at elevator sites. Many were built by DS Services of Cass City because they are the go-to source for all your grain handling and storage needs. In fact, if you're planning a project, you should contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early, because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
Listen to the WNLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Pankey with your call tonight from Harbor Beach as the Ubley Bearcats are in town for the district championship in Division 8 of the MHSAA playoffs. It's now our segment we'd like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today from the Huron Daily Tribune, the postseason prophet, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen, from the Huron Daily Tribune via text message, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mike Gallagher, and our director of sports information on the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we keep score of our games predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a media roundtable winner. Last week, it's official. Just 10 weeks into the season, Doug Cole was able to grab his first win on the year.
Feels good. I mean, on the way back, I had We Are the Champions song by Queen on repeat. So it was a good feeling.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I was not expecting that answer there, Doug. But okay. So how it works, each meter, you're only, what, three games out of first place, Doug. So you got a chance here.
It's not over.
Yeah, that's right. I like that fighting spirit. All right. So how it works, each meter representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game with the WNLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most aggregate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Doug got the win last week, he will go last, and everyone will fall in place accordingly, which means Dave Hansen is in our one slot tonight. Dave, take it away.
Well, guys, this is a game we saw earlier in the year. It was a high-scoring affair, very little defense. I expect the teams to move the ball on each other a little bit, but not score as much as the first time around. The weather's a little different. I think each team is playing a little better defensively, especially. The Harbor Beach Pirates have been on fire on defense. And with that being said, they've only given up 12 points the last 4 weeks, and that's four pretty good opponents in USA Lakers, Cass City, and Saginaw Novell. So I think because of that defense, the Harbor Beach Pirates find a way to win this game. I think they score late to make this a two-score game. Give me the Pirates 28-14.
28-14. A 14-point victory for the Harbor Beach Pirates, according to Dave Hansen, the man who has lived this rivalry his entire life. All right, in the second slot, that would be Mike Gallagher of the Huron Daily Tribune. He sent his text message in about 30 minutes ago now. And here's what he said, and I enjoy this first line. At the risk of sounding like just like Paul P. Adams for the second straight week, the defenses will shine in this matchup, while long clock-eating drives with the occasional big play on offense will be the difference on the scoreboard. According to Mike Gallagher, the matchup will be to watch will be the Ubley offensive line, which handled Cass City easily. First, the defensive line of the Pirates. He's going to pick Harbor Beach 20, Ubley 12. An 8-point victory for the Harbor Beach Pirates, according to Mike Gallagher of the Huron Daily Tribune, 20-12. In our third slot, second to last, that'd be Paul P. Adams, sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune.
Well, I like what Dave and Mike have saying, and you know, last time around, Ubley put up a season high on these guys on Harbor Beach, and I think that's still stinging a little bit with the Pirates. And if you look at since then, they have been just a tremendous defensive team. But likewise, Ubley has played its best ball of the season since that loss. Haven't lost since then. Offense, I think, has steadily improved. William Spicer goes down, Nick Wright next man up, and Nick Wright's really sparked this offense. I think Ubley's going to be able to score a little bit more than we're giving them credit for tonight, but it's not going to be enough. I'm going to go Harbor Beach 36, Ubley 20.
36-20, a 16-point victory for Paul P. Adams, for Harbor Beach, according to Paul P. Adams. 36-20, 16 points in favor of the home orange and black, which leaves last week's winner, Doug Cole, our director of sports information.
Well, with the rivalry game, you just never know what's going to happen. But I think Harbor Beach's defense is just so much on a roll. So I took the over last week and it paid off. So guess what? I'm going to do it again. I got Harbor Beach 26, Ubley 8.
26-8. That would be an 18-point victory, according to Doug Cole for Harbor Beach. So our four analysts are in the books. We have Dave Hansen, Harbor Beach. Let's start in the low here. Mike Gallagher, Harbor Beach, 20-12 for 8 points for the Pirates. Dave Hansen next with 14 points in favor of the Pirates, 28-14. Paul P. Adams stuck in the